everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Everything is fine here on Detention Block AA23, a Star Wars podcast. I'm Mike, here to bring you a special recording. Did not see this coming today, but there was a trailer release. And for a show I didn't even know was coming out, an animated show specifically. So we've been hearing that there's going to be another season of Tales of the Jedi. And today we were informed that there's going to be a similar show called Tales of the Empire. So similar to Tales of the Jedi, this one will be 6 episodes, animated show. And they're all going to be released at the same time, all 6 episodes on Disney Plus on May 4th. So, you know, May 4th is obviously a Star Wars holiday. And what better way to celebrate it than having a new show that we can binge watch and having all 6 episodes drop at the same time so we can, you know, watch through them. So very exciting. I don't know if this is supposed to be that season 2 of Tales of the Jedi, but I thought the second season of Tales of the Jedi was going to follow different, you know, Jedi characters that we're well familiar with, but maybe they're going to have both. I'm not entirely sure. Again, this news just dropped on us today. I saw that the trailer was released, and I've been withholding myself from watching the trailer because I want to watch it with all of you and, you know, bring my true reactions to watching the trailer. So what I'll do is I'll play through it, probably watch through it a second time, and then might break it up a little bit here and there. So with that, let me get this all, you know, if you recall, I used my iPad to play the trailer, you know, any trailer we've done in the past, I use my iPad, share screen. It just allows for a bigger viewing of us, you know, me, Dustin, Greg, when we're all watching. So that's why I use my iPad instead of just sharing my screen from my main computer. So we'll get this all situated. I've got it pulled up. Yeah, so I'm super excited to see what this trailer is all about. Yeah, so well, I can already see we got some Star Destroyers in the background. So looks like OT time frame, but well, I guess that makes sense. The Empire. Come on. All right. Well, let's give this a play.
Why do you seek Imperial favor?
Oh, Thrawn. Woohoo, getting some more Thrawn action.
Years ago,
Clone War action.
All but destroyed.
All right. So that looked like Dathomir.
My anger gives me strength.
Oh, that's what's her face from Mandalorian.
Is that strength? I offer and Ahsoka.
Offer accepted.
Oh, so this is how they know each other.
I'm here to present you with an opportunity, Barriss.
Ooh. We'll find out more about this story.
Just be glad you're not a Jedi anymore.
I bet she comes in a quiz here.
Your path is set, Morgan Elsbeth.
Morgan Elsbeth.
I will fulfill my destiny.
Ooh, Grand Inquisitor. That looked like Barriss Sophie.
Only breeds defeat. But I will help you overcome this weakness. Attack!
Is that a different voice?
You said the Empire would help to change things.
Oh, there's her location from Mandalorian.
My world has been burning.
What?
Since I was a child.
General Kenobi.
You cannot stop what has begun.
Now you must face one final test. To join us.
Wait a minute.
It is time you meet your new master.
Darth Vader. Yep. Oh, and there's from Tales of the Jedi, I think, was there.
live the Empire.
Oh, that looks awesome. That looks freaking sweet. Here we go.
With your free commercials. Shop all the brands they devour at prices you'll love. Delivered with.
All right. We're going to definitely watch that again. Before we play it again, though, first initial thoughts. Looks pretty sweet. I love that we're getting more of Bear Sophie's story. Obviously, she had the plot against the Jedi that, you know, blew up the temple, blamed it on Ahsoka. Ooh, that could get interesting. You know, if Darth Vader's there, is there any interaction? Bear Sophie, Darth Vader. Will she find out it is Anakin Skywalker? And just knowing that Anakin Skywalker was the one person who believed Ahsoka and ended up, you know, finding Bear Sophie and having the Jedi Council all determine that Ahsoka is innocent and it was Bear Sophie. So that'd be sweet if we get some interaction there, kind of see what Bear Sophie has to say to Anakin Skywalker. Other things, Morgan Elsbeth, awesome that we're getting that story, that connection with Ron. You know, obviously they meet up in the Ahsoka show, and even in Mandalorian, she referenced Thrawn, so they clearly had some previous interaction. We're going to get that part of the story in these episodes, it looks like. It appears that it's going to be 6 continuous episodes, a little more of a single story. For Tales of the Jedi, they kind of broke it up a little bit. They were mostly around Count Dooku, but you did have a couple of Ahsoka stories in there too. So you had her when she was a baby, and when they found out she was force sensitive, and then that was the first episode. And then the last episode was, if you've ever read the Ahsoka book, it took place during that time frame. So we got a little bit of that story in the visual, and that Inquisitor from that we saw in this trailer. So we'll get more of that Inquisitor, because that guy was pretty sweet. The only other thing I'll call out, at least right now, what I'm curious is, okay, so we see a Jedi in there. So I want to look back as we rewatch this and see if we can tell who that Jedi is that she's fighting with. And also, it looks like it's, you know, a fight to the death to become the Inquisitor, that she gets put into that ring, that shielded ring, one-on-one fight. So I wonder who that is, and if it's a battle to the death to get the job, essentially. So enough of that. Excuse me, I'm still trying to get over my cough. I'll get there. So if I'm coughing here and there, I beg your pardon. All right, so let's just watch this again. Start. Come on. It's a little harder to do this with my iPad. So it's on 2 seconds. Come on. There we go. All right, here we go.
Why do you seek imperial favor?
Years ago, my people were all but destroyed.
Yep, Night Sister.
My anger gives me strength. It is that strength I offer the Empire.
Offer accepted.
I'm here to present you with an opportunity, Barriss.
So there's that one of the other Inquisitors.
Just be glad you're not a Jedi anymore.
Your path is set, Morgan Elsbeth. I will fulfill my destiny.
So we will jump around a little bit, because we'll get part of her story on Dathomir.
Mercy only breeds defeat.
And we'll get Bear Sophie's story. So we'll jump
around. I will help you overcome this weakness. Attack!
You said the Empire would help to change things.
Everything comes at a cost. world has been burning.
Okay, that makes sense why we see him.
Since I was a child.
Because it's going back to Clone Wars.
You cannot stop what has begun.
Now, you must face one final test. To join us. It is time you meet your new master.
Such a presence to him. They know what to do.
Long live the Empire.
Oh, that was cool. I didn't notice that the first time. All right. Hold on. I just wonder. Did we start out with it saying Tales of the...
Live the Empire.
Yeah. So maybe this is supposed to be season two of Tales of the Jedi. Only because what they did right there. Okay. That's pretty sweet. All right. I will get out of that with my iPad. Let me... All right, perfect. So now for the actual, we're going to break this down a little bit. Doing the breakdown, it's going to be easier to share my screen. This way. All right. Again, I want to go back to... That's pretty cool. So I wonder what happens to her. So we don't really see her at other points with the Inquisitors. So she gets knocked off at some point. But I want to go back and I want to see who she's doing. Well, let's just go from the beginning. All right. So we got Admiral Thrawn and Morgan Elsbeth. I would assume the Empire has arrived at her home location that we've seen in Mandalorian. And she's essentially selling her services to Thrawn. Always good to see Thrawn. And then we jump here to the Clone Wars. And this is clearly, well, I shouldn't say clearly, but to me, it looks like this is Dathomir, homeworld of the Night Sisters. And we know that she was a Night Sister from The Mandalorian and Ahsoka. So this is kind of the destruction that we are of the Night Sisters that we've seen in the Clone Wars. So we're just going to get another view of this. This looks like the destruction of her home. I'm assuming General Grievous and and droids took out. So she's clearly going to have some revenge. Excuse me. So this is where she offers her service. Thrawn accepts. May 4th, can't wait. Fourth sister, so we are well aware of her. We see her in the Kenobi show. And here is the captured Barriss Offee. We've seen her like this before. I think this is how she looked, or the image of her looked when they were trying to trap. I think it was Ahsoka. So obviously the opportunity she's, the Four Sisters offering Barriss is to become an Inquisitor. She's quite a bit older now, we can tell. Probably, it looks, I'd say 20s, early 20s, late teens, early 20s. Morgan Elsbeth looks young. I can't go wrong with getting some Clone War action, so that would be cool. That term keeps being used a lot, and I feel like that's intentional. It's, you know, the path that we see from Kenobi that they use to rescue Force-sensitive children and Jedi. Grandmaster, or Grand Inquisitor. So we'll get some more of him. He sounded a little different. And obviously we didn't get much dialogue. It could still be the same voice actor. But he sounded a little bit different to me. He looks a little younger too. Looks good. A lot different from the Kenobi appearance, obviously. Ooh, look at all these lightsabers. You know someone's out there has looked at these and figured out whose those are, because I would imagine these are former Jedi lightsabers that they've collected from taking them down. So now they're using for training purposes. He grabs the one right up. Maybe it was her old one. Who knows? This is so cool. Yep, see? Green lightsaber, so Jedi lightsabers. You're not going to take him down. Sorry. Even with your Jedi training. What is that? Looks like a... I mean, I'm sure that's not a single figure right there because it's way too big, but it looks like a... some kind of ghost phantom figure. It looks like Slender Man or something. Okay, so again, this is Morgan Elsbeth's home from The Mandalorian. And we've got some, what looks to be like Republic troopers or Rebel troopers. I believe this gentleman's in The Mandalorian as well. Let me get those droid protectors that she has. Here. All right. So General Grievous. Can't tell if that's Morgan Elsbeth. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, the weapons. So that's got to be more. So she faces off with General Grievous, huh? Wow. And clearly she's not going to win that battle, but she probably gets away. Okay, the Force sister with her helicopter lightsaber. Pretty sweet. All right, so who do we got here? This is what I wanted to get to. Who? What Jedi is this? Do we know who it is? Is it a new Jedi? My guess is it's a new Jedi for this. I can't tell. Don't really get a good image. Is this like the... Can't tell if it's a male or female. Looks potentially female. I don't know. I don't want to assume. I'm just doing it, speculating to try to figure out who this is. Could be what's her face from... No, that age wouldn't line up. I was thinking Fallen Order. But yeah, I don't think that age would line up. We'll see. Just gonna have to wait and see. All right, then who are we dueling here? So we got the Grand Inquisitor. We've got Morgan. Looks like Morgan Elsbeth. Is it? Up top? Maybe? Oh, no. No. Fourth sister. That makes more sense. All right. So this looks like someone we're not familiar with. So we've got one lightsaber thrown in the ring. They're like, have at it. Whoever wins can join us. I can tell you who's going to win. I'm sure we're all aware of. So, sorry, buddy. It's not looking good for you. They get locked in with like a huge ray shield. Fire coming from the bottom. Looks like the other dude gets the lightsaber first, though. Coming to, right, there's a little backflip over the hole, and she comes after him. And then I think that's when we, yep, cut to Darth Vader entering. We see Bear Sophie there, so obviously she wins in that duel, if that's what that duel is for. But again, in the background, we have the Inquisitor from Tales of the Jedi Season 1. We got Marok, Force Sister, and Bear Sophie. I wonder what sister she'll be. Very cool. Love getting more context for some of these characters. I know people are like, we need to stop dipping in the well of the time frame that we're familiar with. I'm all for this. Anytime we can get more context or content for characters we are familiar with, like, I'm all for that. Build me that story for me. All right. So that's really cool. Really looking forward to this. Tales of the Jedi was absolutely amazing. What they did with Count Dooku, totally cool. Love the episode with Yaddle dueling the Emperor. So we'll probably get some equal, on the same level of excitement and awesomeness in this season. Interesting that it's Tales of the Empire, not Tales of the Sith, which I guess makes sense because it's the Empire that's kind of controlling at this point, but I wonder if we'll ever get Tales of the Sith. What if we got like Tales of the Separatists or Tales of the Nile? You know, there's other cool things that we could dive into with it. Well, I wanted to keep this kind of short, so I will wrap this, but again, excited. This show can't come out soon enough. May the 4th. So we're going to be doing a 5K run. So my wife, my son, and I, and then Dustin and his family will, it sounds like they're going to be partaking in it too. Maybe we'll get Zach and family. Greg might be a little more challenging. He's in Wisconsin. But maybe we'll do the 5K and then we'll get together and we'll watch all 6 episodes of the show and then we'll talk about it afterwards. That would be a little fun Star Wars Day celebration, if I would say so myself. So, yeah. So with that, I will speak to our social media handles really quick. So you can find us on Twitter at @DetBlockAA23Pod, on Instagram at @Detention_Block_AA_23, and then our Facebook group and YouTube channels, DetentionBlockAA23, a Star Wars podcast. You can now find us on TikTok as well at @DetBlockAA23. Bring us your follows, downloads, likes, subscriptions, ratings, reviews, all of it. Any little thing you can do definitely helps us and we greatly appreciate it. There are hundreds of Star Wars podcasts and live streams out there that it helps get our name out there amongst all those other ones. So looking forward to all this content we have. We're finishing up Bad Batch, then we're going to get Tales of the Empire and then on to Acolyte. So a lot to be excited for this year and a lot that the Dead Block crew will bring to you guys and bring us our thoughts and opinions. So with that, have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week on this extra special recording for Tales of the Empire official trailer. So we'll catch everyone next time. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Thanks for calling. This is Han Solo, and I'm going to be keeping you company for the next few hours right here on the Midnight Shift. Something's dead.